It's good to be back. We've got another great lineup of guests for the second part of the show. We've still got bazillions of tweets and emails coming in, loads of stuff happening. I'm going to read an email first, I think. I'm going to go first for a change. There's a free seminar for startups and new businesses being staged by Brett's Business Recovery, Barnes Roth, and Hatton Wyatt. And they've all teamed up to bring you a series of business seminars designed to help startups and young companies future-proof their businesses and how to best protect your personal position. How you structure your business in the early years can make or break your company in the long term. So the first in our seminar series concentrates on getting your business structure right. And the series starts at 7:30 to 9 a.m. on Thursday the 6th of October at the Barnes Roth offices in Dartford. And seminar one is how to future-proof your business. If you'd like to book on it, of course, there's a massively long link involving Eventbrite. And if you can find it, well done. It's eventbrite.co.uk/Brett's Business, B-R-E-T-T-S. So do check that out. It's a business startup seminar. Joe.
So there's curry and beer networking. It says, as most of you will know, we hold one of our extremely popular curry and beer nights at least once a month at venues located throughout Kent, London and the South East. We provide a light-hearted approach to networking, as well as an ideal opportunity for local companies, business owners and service providers to mix, mingle and discuss local opportunities and exchange business cards. And you won't be surprised to hear, curry is also on the menu. Didn't say that bit, I just made that.
You made that up, didn't you?
I'd be surprised to hear, because obviously it's called curry and beer. So, you know, I'm assuming beer might be on the menu as well, but you know. It says, enjoy a sumptuous spicy meal for a small contribution of £20, which covers you for a selection of starters, main course of your choice, with as much rice and breads as you can eat. And you also get one free drink on the night. So we've got the 29th of September in Bromley at the Raj Moni. 6th of October in Maidstone at the Mogul Dynasty. And the 20th of October in Bromley at the Raj Moni again. Their 6:30 starts. And you can book your place by, it says, clicking on the button above. Don't think that'll work on the radio. By emailing info@caneandbeer.co.uk. That's C-A-I-N. Or you can go to their website, which is caneandbeer.co.uk. I didn't finish his email off, did I? info@caneandbeer.co.uk, sorry. And or you can call 01689 768 273.
Thank you for that, Joe. There's a new event coming to Kent, and it's very exciting because it is something radically different. And it's happening on the 30th of November at the Ashford International Hotel, and it is an event called Grow Kent. And it's a conference and seminar focusing on how to grow, develop and enhance your business. And Grow Kent is going to feature a number of keynote speakers, including Tim Lunscombe, Barnaby Winter, Alison Edgar and Warren Knight. There's also going to be a range of workshops that you can attend and the chance to involve yourself in one-to-one mentoring with a range of different business mentors, coaches, consultants and other people. There will be networking and a small exhibition running alongside the event. Please do check it out. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the events tab, you can find all the booking details there. So you can book your space for Grow Kent on the 30th of November. And Grow Kent is being supported and encouraged by all the business support organisations in Kent, including the FSB, the IOD Kent and the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, as well as by Kent County Council. It's going to be a fabulous event. I think I'm chairing it, but that's, you know, there's always a drawback to some things, isn't there? Oh, that's put everybody was just about to book their tickets and they went, oh, no, I'm not going to that.
Are you busy, Sarah?
Do go along. Grow Kent. It's going to be a fabulous event and we are looking forward to it.
Joe. Our appetite for apps doesn't make them a must for businesses. Interesting headline. With 70% of us using apps, SMEs can benefit from having their own, but are there simpler mobile strategies? Britain is now a smartphone society, according to regulator Ofcom's latest communications report, with over a third of internet users seeing their smartphone as the most important device for getting online, compared to 29% who still use their laptop. With the explosion of smartphone use has come the rise of the app industry. 70% of adults in the UK say they use apps. With this appetite for apps, are small businesses missing a trick if they don't have one? Which is interesting because then there is no mention of a company or a link or anything. So that was a
I noticed that was a
news announcement for the benefit of the listeners.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and it was you that sent that in, maybe send us a link on the Twitter that we can share.
You've probably got to download their app to do that.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, yes, if you are that company, please do contribute.
But talking of apps, we're shortly due in the next couple of weeks to launch the Channel Radio app.
That was a good link in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't that good?
Fed you
yeah.
that one.
We're going to launch the Channel Radio app, so you'll be able to listen live via the Channel Radio app fairly soon, and we're looking forward to that. And that's being developed by the lovely folks at Web Services, so do check them out too. We've had a tweet from Lee Willis. Lee is the chair of Ancorians Football Club, and he says, "Hiya, we're listening to the Business Bug Show as always. We have a free under-7 to under-10 girls football training session Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. Do come along. And Corian's Football Club are based in Gillingham in Medway.
It's interesting that way of putting it, isn't it? Under 7 to under 10, because unless you sort of think about the concept of how they describe each of the years, you'd think, well, that means like 5-year-olds and 4-year-olds and 3-year-olds, which clearly
it's age.
I know,
under sevens.
Yeah, I know, but they are under 7, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And what's your point?
Well, a 3-year-old's under 7, so why would they not turn up?
I play against a 3-year-old. we have the same fitness levels. Well, no, that's not actually true. Yeah. I probably can't even run as fast as it, but I can kick harder.
You remind me of that. Have you seen that random woman on Facebook who's always saying really stupid things? Brad, somebody's girlfriend. I'm sure it's a...
Oh, yes, I have
sure
seen
it's completely
that.
Made up, but you remind of me
course
of her
it is.
Now
yeah,
saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I sat and watched through one of those videos, and I thought, one, this is a plant anyway.
It must be for YouTube.
Nobody can be that stupid. They really can't be that stupid.
It was the pizza one that got me, where he asked her if she'd rather have a pizza cut into 8 pieces or 12 pieces, and she kept saying 8
because she couldn't manage 12. Yeah.
But I'm sure, as you say, I'm sure it's done for YouTube earnings and stuff. And if it is, I think she's like way better than... who's that gingerhead comedian that does characters? Good actress and does lots of other things as well, not just comedian. Gran is her character.
Catherine Tate.
Catherine Tate.
Yeah.
If that is what they're doing, I think she's even better than she is, because she does not crack a smile at all.
No, she's straight faced, isn't she?
Brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Funnily enough, Website Services, about whom I was just talking, just tweeted as well. So yeah.
Oh, wasn't their app thing?
No. Website Services are people making a Channel Radio app.
Yes.
And the Hunting Edge have also tweeted, "Hi Paul, this is a request for a shout out. Pretty please, Andrew." That's the Hunting Edge. Follow them on the Twitter. The Hunting Edge. Thank you. And I've just come across Chris and Sophie's photo in hospital, looking lovely. Nice one. Gracious Events presents the Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Charity Ball, a black tie event on Saturday, the 10th of September. Tickets are £80 a head, and they are raising awareness for fetal alcohol syndrome and funds for the first local FASD. Sorry, I can't read that. FASD Resource Centre. Please contact Grace at Gracious Events, and her email is grace@graciousevents.biz, B-I-Z, if you'd like a ticket. And the event, the Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Ball, is taking place at Gillingham Football Club at the Priestfield Stadium, Redford Avenue, Gillingham, on the 10th of September. So do check that out. A worthy event to support, I think.
Mm-hmm. So Innovate UK announces new funding competition. Innovate UK and the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council have launched a funding competition for robotics and autonomous systems, RAS, projects. To compete for a share of the £5 million investment, projects must speed up the development of RAS technologies towards demonstration and commercialisation, last from 6 to 15 months, and have a total eligible costs of between £50,000 and £500,000. The deadline for registering interest in the competition is the 19th of October, and applications must be submitted by the 26th of October. And then there's a ridiculously long link, which is gov.uk/government/news/, and then there's hyphens between all of these words, which is robotics and autonomous systems apply for innovation funding. I really thought that one through, didn't they?
Thank you. We've got a tweet from Athel Bray, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E. Athel Bray LTD is their Twitter handle. They're celebrating their 18th birthday in business.
I know, I went to their party. Did you not get invited?
No, I didn't.
Very good.
Was it?
Yeah, Keith and Kate Merrin. Yeah. Good guys.
Well,
I know someone that you don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh no, they probably know me, which is why they didn't invite me. They just don't like me. And I can't see the tweet, but I remember it going through earlier. They are saying that there's a free bottle of champagne to somebody, to anybody that books on their next management course at the Chilston Park.
Yeah.
But to find out about it, follow them on the Twitter, Athelbrae Limited, Athelbrae Ltd, friends of the lovely Nettie.
Absolutely.
And not
the
lovely Paul.
He used to be my boss years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey.
And we still speak. You can't knock
him. Wow, that's amazing. Well, he's probably pleased that he doesn't have to look after you anymore. Did I say that? And
out
she's
loud.
Our guest too. Hey, I tell you what, while we're chatting to you, let's introduce you properly. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show the lovely Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Hello.
Into the Counting House. And she is accompanied by one of their clients today. The
always
lovely.
Always bring a client.
Absolutely.
I always bring a client.
Yeah.
This is Sarah, also known as Sarah, probably the way you're pronouncing
Sarah.
Today.
There's a song about her. K Sarah, Sarah.
That's about Sarah.
Well, it would be if that was her name, but it isn't, obviously.
Oh, is it not?
Obviously, I've brought with me today the lovely Sarah Paul from Westernhanger Castle, which is a beautiful venue that we've all been to.
Absolutely.
The Highworth guys behind us have had their prom there.
Yeah.
You and I have been there numerous times.
We stayed forging the future there.
I had my business photo taken in the grounds of, as I said to you, and little Dodsy went there when she was only 6 days old for a concert.
There you go, you can't knock it. And yet we've got someone very quiet in the corner. Have you been?
You know, I haven't, but I'll be putting it right.
Well, on your way home for afternoon tea.
Yeah, Bird, have you been? Have you been? Yeah, good.
How are we doing? Full house,
yes,
pretty much.
Very good.
Just one person hiding in the corner.
I also know someone last year who occasionally co-presents this show that turned up at Westernhanger Castle out of the blue and blagged a bottle of champagne on the grounds that it was her birthday.
It was her birthday.
Mm.
And she had a lovely bottle of champagne underneath the tree.
And she did. And she tweeted some photographs of it as well.
Wow.
Cool.
Sarah, she has no shame, that woman.
No, she hasn't. That is very true.
Drink and food, she's there.
Yeah. You can't. I tried to shame her once about the amount of Prosecco she drank for breakfast, but she just didn't want to know.
There's no other way to have cornflakes.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Sarah Paul back onto the Business Bunker Show. Haven't seen you for a while, Sarah. The owner of Westernhanger Castle, which is an absolutely gorgeous place. It's a fabulous event. You tend to specialise in weddings, but you do lots of other things there too.
We do. We do school proms, as Highworth know. They've had their fifth year and sixth form ball with us this year. We also do birthday parties, christenings, you name it, we do it really. And we're looking forward to Flicknick at the end of the month, which is a whole family show.
Cool.
What's it called again?
Flicknick.
Flicknick.
Where did that name come from?
That was something
in
sent
Sarah's
in
Sarah's head.
that was something sent in by a listener just to confuse me. Flicknick.
And
I could get in big trouble with Flicknick. I really
could. You could.
Yeah. And the most delicious afternoon teas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nettie's had a few afternoon teas with us now. With always a goodie bag or doggy bag to go home.
I get a doggy bag to go home because I can never manage it all. But also, it's absolutely delicious. And it's such a great place to just take, like we did last time we came to you, me and our boss at Riff, we wanted to take a couple of clients out for a chat. What a lovely venue to use. You can sit in one of the small rooms, have afternoon tea, support a local business. And it's nice.
And sign it off as marketing or whatever.
I just need to read a tweet because this is important because they're concerned about this. It is from Athelbrae.
Okay.
And they say, Paul, we did invite you.
but you don't like us, so you didn't come. No, no, no.
No, it says, thanks for the shout out, but we actually did invite you to the birthday party, but it actually clashed with you being
on the
show.
Well, that was their first mistake then.
Do you know
who has
really
an event on a Tuesday at lunchtime?
Do you know what? Can I just say something, Paul? I was on that show with you last
and
month.
And you still went. Oh,
I went to the party. Some people obviously need early nights.
Yeah, but I do another show straight after this one. That's why. Well, not
no,
straight after this one.
Don't.
Yes,
it's
I do.
All made
I
up. Keith, don't believe a word.
I do the new potato show. Well, thank you for the invite, Keith, and I'll come to your next one, which will be,
21st, probably.
Which 21st. They won't invite you to because you didn't bother going to the last one.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
<There we go. laughs> Too late.
Anyway, back to Sarah, because there's one other thing that Sarah's been up to this year at Westernhanger Castle, which was Behave.
I know, they're having other conversations.
She's in a frivolous mood today, isn't she? It's because it's summer and, you know, it's all...
She's dressed for summer, though.
She is dressed for summer. Well, partially dressed for summer. You have to be here to see this, listener. Sarah, what I want to talk to you about is the concerts that you staged.
Yes, we had Beverly Knight
with
us on 18th of June. Yeah. So it was fantastic, isn't it?
It was. And she was gorgeous, Beverly Knight. And she actually came down to Channel Radio and talked to us. She gave us an interview on Channel Radio, which was lovely. And she reverted to her Wolverhampton accent, which really threw me, no end. This beautiful, well, not that there's anything wrong with a Wolverhampton accent, but... she's got this beautiful singing voice.
You started and that and then thought, where am I going with this?
Yeah, no, but... rocks up with a really, really broad black country accent, and it really threw me for a little while, but she was lovely. She was absolutely gorgeous. And you had a Motown classic and all kinds there, haven't you?
We've had Motown Magic. We've got ABBA in October.
What, the ABBA?
Not the ABBA.
Oh, right.
But it is an ABBA tribute with three called Mill.
What do you mean, the ABBA?
Well, the real ones.
Well,
you
know, Barney and Benny and
Harrod and all the rest of it.
They don't be the real people anymore. They go off and do other things, don't they?
Yeah, they'd be about 100.
They most probably would come because it's the castle.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is a little bit out of my budget, I think, for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Beverly was stretching it.
Yeah.
But I think
she was brilliant, though. She was absolutely good. Brilliant.
Excellent.
So you've got, have you got Bjorn Again? Is that who you got?
Bjorn Again.
Oh, they are good, actually.
He's one of my friends, actually.
Yeah. So who have you got, the ABBA lot?
We've just got the ABBA tribute.
Right.
Which is a three-course meal plus dinner, £36.50. So can't really go anywhere for £36.50 and include an ABBA tribute with it. So
absolutely.
And when did you say that is?
It's in October. Oh. I've got a holiday.
You didn't say when it was. I thought I must have missed
the
date.
She was avoiding that.
She was avoiding it because she couldn't remember.
It's in 2 months.
Love it.
So for those listeners that don't know, and there can't be many, but for those that don't, tell the listener a little bit about Western Hanger Castle, about the place itself. You know, there's lots of events that go on. It is possible to hire it for different functions, and most of us here have had a function of one kind or another, probably different functions. But tell people about the castle itself and the setup there.
So the castle dates back to 1035.
What, this morning? Sorry.
I'm in a go on from that one.
Yeah, I'm in a frivolous
Ignore
mood
him.
Now.
He'll
Sorry.
Go away. Ignore him. Pretend he's not there. Sarah.
So it's Norman, is
it's
what
Norman,
we're saying.
Yes. The King
that
Canute,
what we're calling it.
Yeah, yeah.
Who believed that he could stop the sea coming in, I believe.
Canute.
So King Canute, there's a statuey thing or whatever in Knutsford to him. How did he get all the way across the country like that then?
Well, King Canute owned lots of properties.
Yeah. Oh,
he was king of the entire place. You know,
I suppose
it wasn't just king of Western Hanger.
But where was this water that he held back? Which part of the country was that?
Hive.
Was it really not? No, the sea's not that high. It wasn't even that high then, was it?
No, that's not the point. Let's educate her.
Sarah, the sea was actually in further than it is.
I know
today.
It was, yeah, but I didn't think it was as far as Western Hanger Castle.
Canute, who is one of the early kings of the entire kingdom, was actually a Viking.
Yes.
And his name is actually spelt C-N-U-T, Canute. Yeah. And it was a metaphor. Even as the most powerful man in Northern Europe, what he was trying to tell his courtiers, even though he was that powerful, he could not command the tide to stop coming in. And to prove it, he took his throne down to the beach at Hythe and went, stop coming in, and he got wet. So it was a metaphor to say that you can't, no matter how powerful you are, you can't control everything.
That is actually true.
Follow that, Sarah.
I'm just concerned about the Hythe bit, that was all.
Why?
Well, I wouldn't have heard of it before, having lived here for so long.
Because he lived in Western Hanger Castle, and that's the nearest beach, isn't it?
Okay.
In it.
All right. Okay. I believe you.
We'll have to embrace you on one of our tours.
Yes.
They're very good. I've done the tour.
Well, one of the many things I loved about Western Hanger is you've also got a full scale replica of HMS. Is it HMS or Discovery? Anyway,
it's the Discovery.
Yeah.
Which is just amazing to actually have that in my front lawn.
Yeah. As you do.
As you do.
Just got this boat on my front lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a boat, it's a ship, Paul.
It's a ship. But it's a full-scale replica, isn't it?
It is. So that actually sailed from America to us in 2008.
Right.
Just before it was given to us.
Okay.
So we're very lucky to have that. And we've got so much history that we can't stress enough to come down for tours and afternoon teas and things. Our historian, Viv, is just absolutely mind-boggling the things that she knows.
So can I ask you a question? Because that's something that, this is something that's always intrigued me about Westernhanger Castle, is about when you can go and when you can't go. Because in the olden days, when I used to know of the castle, it was like just events and that was it. And I've seen things advertised since, but you know, if you're, because I live in Hythe, obviously very close, I wouldn't know when you were going to be open and I could come and see you.
Basically, we do everything by pre-booking. So we had a tour today. We had a tour yesterday, but obviously we've got a wedding on Thursday, so we wouldn't be actually open on Thursday.
People tramping through the wedding. Don't mind us, carry on. I do.
clambering around, yes, as they say, the vows. So we always say just check the website or actually phone us. Most of the time it's either myself or Debbie that answers the phone to be able to give people opportunity to come down. But we've got tours on Sunday, we've got afternoon tea on Sunday as well. So,
and is this throughout the year or more in the
throughout the year? We're really trying to push the tours this year. As I say, Viv is absolutely amazing. She does tours down at Dover Castle as well, and obviously Dover Castle and Westernhanger Castle have got lots of connections with Henry II and Fair Rosamond.
Well, I'll be sending my mother-in-law along. She's always looking for things to do when her visitors come. So that's really good to know. I think we need to keep talking because they're talking to each other now. So let's pretend we're hosting the show and we'll just go.
We were so bored with Joe, weren't we? That we fell asleep.
I was trying to see if we were going to get a word in. I was going to throw something at you.
Yeah,
because I thought if Joe keeps on talking, we'll forget Sarah's even here in a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
I was talking with Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking with the guest, just to be clear.
And it was very interesting on what you're asking.
And the question I always have to ask is, for other people listening, why would they come to you, or how could they come to you? How could they use your services? I thought it was a very relevant question.
Absolutely.
But I'll shut up now then.
I would.
Well, on that, we're actually approaching all the schools in Kent to come down and actually learn about the history, because I think that a lot of people don't actually know about us.
Absolutely.
And we are an ancient monument, and we are a Grade 1 listed building, and we are very unique. Because normally you get Grade 1 or Ancient Monument. You don't normally get the both.
I was going to make a really horrible joke about Ancient Monuments, but you know what? I'm not going to. I don't want to go there because I don't want to get punched. Talking of which, anyway.
What's this about to move to me? Ancient Monuments. Get your thumb.
Anyway, moving on. I just want to talk to Nettie a moment. Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Hello.
Hello, Nettie. Who is definitely not an ancient monument. She is not.
She feels like one. Go on.
I just want to get an update from you about the kind of things you're up to, because you've got some exciting plans coming for the rest of this year.
Always got things going on. First of all, before we talk about that, I'd really like to say it was so interesting listening to Ben and Emma's story earlier.
Absolutely.
And also Paul. And it made me think of something that I often think about. I often say about surrounding yourself with the right people, talking, practical advice. Sarah hears me banging on about it all the time. But it is that thing about it's important to listen to the old and the young. You make the point about the young, but actually I'm not calling him old. But with Paul's experience talking to these people, it's about that two-way
balance.
Bit.
It's a balance. Yeah.
There's so many older people who've been in business for years. I've got some fabulous stuff to tell that people sometimes dismiss them as well. And I think it's really important.
You're absolutely right. It's always about a balance, isn't it? Because people with vast experience have learnt a lot, but young people have new ideas and fresh approaches to bring. So it's definitely a balance.
And they come without
luckily, that luggage. I bridge both of those. But
and we laughed.
Because I'm in a second childhood, basically.
I didn't know you'd left the first one.
Oh, right, that's true.
But and obviously, it's lovely to have Sarah with me here today. And Sarah and I work quite closely, really, don't we? Looking at what you're doing. And
always the support there. Quick email. Normally then follows up with a phone call.
But that's fine, because I've always said that business is about good practical advice. All businesses, at the end of the day, are the same. And you work really hard in your business and you deserve the success. It's as simple as that. But you've got to be able to talk to people and surround yourself with the people.
I just need to say, because I do know Sarah and I've known her for a long time, what a fabulous job she's done since she took over Westingham Castle. It was fairly moribund when she took it over, I think that's fair to say. Mm-hmm. And she really has put it on the map big time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to keep it there and build that map, don't we, Sarah?
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, one of the things I was going to say is one of the big plans I've got for later on this year is the 17th of November, a date for your diary, which is the second unconference.
Wow.
Not a conference. An unconference. Because we're non-traditional accountants, so we do things in non-traditional ways. And we're teaming up, I believe you're joining us for part of the day, Paul, and we're teaming up with Canterbury City Council and some other people whose names I can't announce yet because I'm waiting for their confirmation. But last year, if you remember, we kicked off with a Grammy Award-winning singer, and it was all about entrepreneurs and the story and the Kent stories and all the people who telling their story about their business. Not necessarily our clients, but people that we work with, we sign post to, and we hear those great stories in Kent, and we've got some fabulous businesses here.
It was scary, wasn't it? Because it was the first time we did it, and it's a conference with no agenda and no speakers and a whole day to fill.
And it was so full, we couldn't actually contain it.
So when I walked out on the stage for the first time and said, would anybody like to speak? We were really in the lap of the gods, but as it turned out, we were...
We sat there trying not to look nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Please embrace this idea.
Yeah, but luckily...
Well, you know what? People knew that if they didn't speak, Paul would spend the whole day talking.
I know, that was the threat.
And I was running around locking the doors to keep them in.
Yeah. It's either 8 hours of me telling you silly stories or somebody's got to do something useful. And luckily they rose to that challenge.
They really did. And we had some fabulous speakers to the point that this year we've already got people booking in who want to be the speakers because they know about it.
Yeah.
So whether you are a speaker telling your story or you want to just go and listen to some really good business owners in Kent, I would welcome everybody because a lot of them told their failure story as much as they told their success story.
Absolutely.
And if they hadn't failed at this, it wouldn't have made them learn to do this. Mm. And it was so, you know, nobody does it where it goes like that.
You can't do that on the radio. She just raised her hand in a trajectory that goes from the bottom left to the top right.
That's
the
one.
Just to be clear.
I was just going to say a Nazi salute, but, you know, which is much more graphic, to be honest.
So you don't want me doing hand signals
on
the
radio? So what does it go like normally? Now she's moving her hand in a...
I'm sitting on my hands now. No, businesses very rarely go straight into a really good profit. They always have peaks and troughs. And that can be for a million and one reasons. Sometimes the troughs are purely because you've been so busy, you've not had time to market for the bit that's coming up. It can be as simple as that.
Yeah.
And other times it's because you've taken your eye off the ball or you've gone off at a tangent or you've done whatever. And it's really hard sometimes to pull it all together properly.
Absolutely.
And be successful straight away. Everybody will have a story that will have some sort of bit that went wrong in it. Probably.
Well, I think the nice bit about an unconference and that... more informal style is that you get the real story as well. You don't get the marketed, polished PR version, which you sometimes get when you go to conferences. So.
And that was the beauty of last year, wasn't it?
It was, absolutely.
It really was. There was people coming out almost looking like they were worn out and harrowed listening to these people who'd really succeeded, but listening that it actually motivates people to believe they can do it too.
And just so that you know, I assume we're going to have a fairly similar setup. What we did is each of the potential speakers gave a very quick overview of what they were going to talk about. Then you could choose to go and listen to them in more depth. So there were lots of different things going on in different parts of the lodge. We were at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge, which is a fabulous location.
Yeah, we're
as
there
well.
Again this year.
Yeah, and it's in the same location. So basically, you heard an overview from each of them, and then you chose to go and pursue one or two or three of them in more depth and listen to what they had to say. Fantastic day. 17th of November.
17th of November, and I believe it's Global Entrepreneurs Week, so we will be doing it then.
Absolutely.
Well. And it would be great to have all of you people there. I mean, I'd love to see some of the students doing the
it'd be brilliant.
Stuff because it tells those real stories about business.
They could blag a day off school as well.
Probably.
What's not to like?
You can't knock it, can you? Yeah. But also that bit about if you're not you're not actually telling your story. You can get so much from listening to other people's.
Yeah.
And that is so key, because when you're working as a business owner, and I'm sure Sarah, you'll endorse this, sometimes it can be quite lonely.
Yeah.
And it's that bit of going to listen to other people and listening to how they've done something can really make a difference.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It is very lonely, especially if you don't get invited to things.
Oh, bless her. Or you get invited, just don't go.
Yeah, just don't turn up. Yeah,
pretend you're busy.
So, Unconference, do get along to it. It was brilliant last year. It was very well attended last year, but it's going to be even bigger this year.
Well, last year it was a try it, wasn't it? And I think we had about 70-odd people turn up. This year I really hope there's over 100. Yeah. There will be a small fee this year because we've got to cover some costs, but it won't be massive. But it's actually just about doing something differently. And that was what was so embraced last year.
Absolutely.
And it won't be the same this year. It's going completely
bigger,
different, off-piste, whatever you want to call it.
So what time does it start, Letty?
Oh, yeah. Let's reach for a notepad.
While she's doing that, you could tell them about your ABBA night. We've got the details now, thanks to Paul.
Yeah, go for it. Because we're kind of fast running out of time, and we've got loads to still cover.
So we've got the ABBA night on the 21st of October.
Oh, the 21st of October, is it?
21st of October.
Is that when you're back
from holiday? No, I'm back before that. Back at the beginning of October. After a nice 2 weeks in Australia.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're not going in a boat?
No.
Okay.
It would take me 6 months to get there.
I was going to say, that would be some rowing, wouldn't it?
And it starts at 7 o'clock for food to be served at 7:30, right the way through to midnight. So get your dancing shoes on and
fabulous.
Come down and dress up.
And just to finish on that while Nettie's getting her notes out, give us a shout out for your website so that people can find out all about Western Hanger Castle.
So it's www.westernhangercastle.co.uk, and it's Westen. There's no R in it, as people pronounce.
It's West End.
Western. Is that what people do? Western.
Yeah. Western. Westen. And if you want to have a look round, then just email tours@westernhangercastle.co.uk.
And there is a Twitter handle, which is slightly different.
The Twitter handle is @SP Wedding Events, and that was because my old company before I bought this back in 2015 was SP Wedding Events. So that's why my Twitter handle
But the funny thing
different.
Is, if you search for it on Twitter, if you search under Western Hanger Castle, it does bring
up.
It up. So Western Hanger, EN, Western Hanger Castle, or SP Wedding Events.
Yep.
Sarah, it's a fabulous thing you've done there. You've really turned around the whole thing. You've put Western Hanger Castle on the map. It's one of the prime venues, certainly in Kent, for a lot of the things that happen, both corporate and enjoyment and entertainment. And it's also still a very high-class, special wedding venue as well. So, well done.
Lots of weddings at the moment, lots of weddings. Especially on our Facebook page. Nettie keeps stalking me.
Does she? Is she thinking of getting married again?
I don't think anyone would want me.
Yeah.
It's just, I like to look at the cakes and decide which ones I like.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You drool over the cakes, yeah.
That reminds me, we should give a shout out for Sally Laker. Her cake was in Hello this week, wasn't it?
Sally for Cakes. Good point, Joe. Sally for Cakes, that's her Twitter handle. Whitstable based. Cake maker. She made Greg Wallace's wedding cake, and it was in Hello magazine. So
yeah,
nice one. Thanks
great
for reminding me of that.
Well,
wasn't
really
it?
Well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's great, and I think Sarah's venue is coming on. We enjoy working together, don't we, Sarah?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's good fun, and
good
it's
stuff.
That whole bit of just talking to each other, looking at it. Business isn't always smooth, and it's about working together and doing what you can for your clients and
absolutely
so on.
Absolutely.
Unconference is 10 till 4:30 this time.
Brilliant.
It's got
bigger. So I'm got to get up too early.
No, you have got to get a
more
parking space in Canterbury.
Yeah,
you know.
No. get the bus.
We just all go to Fruitworks.
Come to Fruitworks.
There. Yeah, we haven't got a car park either, so that's that little plan out the window.
Oh,
but you're welcome to come to Fruitworks beforehand. But listen, guys, we're fast running out of time. So thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure once again to talk to Sarah Paul, lovely Sarah Paul, the owner of Western Hanger Castle, one of the best venues for events in Kent, if not the southeast, if not the world. It's a fabulous place with a load of history. And it really is just worth visiting just for the sake of visiting, because it's a gorgeous place. Mm-hmm. And the lovely Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting, organisers of the up-and-coming Unconference on the 17th of November at the very, very auspicious time of 10 a.m.
Absolutely. So you can go to work first and do your email.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what entrepreneurs do.
What's not to like?
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the few remaining minutes of the show. But it's that time in the show where we ask for Joe's gems.
And I've just put on my to-do list, must send Paul the jingle for next time.
Yeah.
But I haven't got long, so I'm going to have to talk quick.
You're
and
have to
I'd
be
just
really
like
quick.
To say thank you to Denise for mentioning that she liked the tips last time and she was following along with them. So these are for you again this week. So five more tips about productivity. So one of them is about getting good at delegating. So work out what you're good at doing and what you're not so good at doing or what you don't need to be doing and somebody else could be doing for you, perhaps at a lower cost than your own time. And think about how you can delegate. Second one today, find out what you can automate. I'm a big fan of automation. There's a couple of websites that I use, IFTTT, which is If This Then That, which helps you to connect two different things. And
If This Then That.
It's good, isn't it? And Zapier, Zapier.com.
She's making these up just to get me to trip over one of them, isn't she?
Well, somebody I know says Zapier, and I call it Zapier. So, you know, it's all in how you say it, really. Where you can connect different things together. So I have a number of podcasts that I do, and one of the ways that I automate is that if somebody books onto my podcast, they automatically get set up in GoToMeeting, and then I automatically get a draft email in my Gmail, which I can then check before I send to them to confirm it, and various other things happen automatically, and it's through using those tools. So think about what you can firstly simplify and then automate. So don't automate a complicated process, make it a simple process and then automate it. And I think actually Ben talked about automation earlier, and I can't remember why now. So I thought, oh, that was useful, as I'm going to say that. And then we have surround yourself with the right people, which Nettie just mentioned. And that's about looking at the people you work with and making sure that you have got people who are great and what's working, and have more of the people who are working good for, well for you and less of the ones that aren't. Fourth is make sure you have a plan. If you don't know where you're going, you know that 7 Habits of Highly Effective People thing about start with the end in mind. If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up somewhere else, all that sort of lovely stuff. So make sure you know what your end goal is. And then number 5 is cut out the distractions. And that might be distractions like notifications from social media. I don't have any notifications switched on for my social media. I just go into the platforms and check things. I don't get 25 emails about it. Occasionally, when I can be bothered, when I have time. And also don't have things like your phone ringing and all that sort of thing. Another thing, I don't always answer the phone, do I? Because my ringer doesn't go off. Paul's just handed me one. I've forgotten your surname. The other Paul.
Paul Johnson.
Paul Johnson, yes, from Vistage. Or Vistage.
Vistage.
Saying be the chief engagement officer. So that was the bit about having people surrounding yourself with the right people. Mm. And that speaks to my other thing that I do, which is about employee engagement. So absolutely. Mm. So you're the person making sure that everybody is working together and in the right way with the right plan.
Fantastic.
And so on and so forth. Right, so I'm going to stop now because that's my time up. But I am just going to tell you, I'm launching a Getting Stuff Done program in September, which will relate to some of the things that I've been talking to on the show. So I'll keep you posted on that one.
We're looking forward to it. And until such time as we have a jingle, that was Joe's Gems.
Next time, I will send it. I will send it.
Next time on the Business Monkey Show, that was Joe's Gems.
Actually, I'll just get Paul to record that.
Absolutely. Cool. Thank you for that, Joe. One last tweet I want to read, and I did promise to read this. It's from RAP Wrap Interiors on the Twitter, @wrap_interiors, and they have launched a whole new website with a new brand and a new look, and they'd rather like it if you had a look at it. And you can do that by going to wrapinteriors.co.uk, rapinteriors.co.uk. Do check that out. But right now, it's that time in the show when... It's that time in the show where we do the Federation of Small Business news update. And the FSB, firms are encouraged to join the UK Export Directory. The new Department for International Trade has partnered with the UK's 5 major high street banks to create the biggest export directory in the UK. Barclays, HSBC, Lloyds, NatWest and Santander will encourage their customers to join the new directory of exporters, which will connect UK business owners with contacts from around the world. Potential buyers from global markets will be able to search the directory for firms and suppliers that are located across the United Kingdom. The International Trade Secretary, Dr. Liam Fox, MP, said that the directory is the first step in creating a new digital service to make the UK the easiest place in the world from which to start exporting. Business owners are invited to register their interest in joining the Directory of Exporters ahead of its launch in November 2016. If you want further information, go to the following website, www.gov.uk/government-news, and then find the rest of it. And to register your interest in the directory, it's www.directory.exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Failings found in legal services market. The FSB welcomed a Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, report out today, which identified problems with competition in the legal services market for small businesses. The interim report backs FSB's calls to improve transparency in the market. The CMA will now look at ways to improve competition in legal services by increasing information on price and quality for consumers. FSB will ensure it continues to be part of the review process going forward so that the legal services market works better for small businesses.
Fantastic. The FSB will be bridging the gap between students and employers, and they're going to be doing this at the Longfield Academy near Meppham. Jobs in Kent, in conjunction with me, and the FSB and Longfield Academy, are hosting a speed networking and coaching session on the 21st of September. And this is in order to help bridge the gap between education and business. And it's targeted at A-level students who have chosen not to go to university. Okay. The programme is called the Skills 3030 programme. It's taking place on the 21st of September. And it's a practical way to close the gap between local employers and potential employees. Some employers don't believe that young people have the skills to step straight into a job. This event will give business owners the chance to meet aspiring young students face to face. Perhaps they're looking for an apprentice or a gap in their business that can fit a trainee or a Saturday job or just some work experience. Students will take part in coaching workshops focusing on soft skills and learning how to manage personal finance, with workshops provided by Dom Education Group. Meanwhile, business owners will hear from the FSB on the lobbying work they're doing, as well as a talk from Kent County Council on the new apprenticeship scheme, plus all the details. Plus, they will be launching a new initiative, which is called the Guild Initiative, which is a thing that the Kent County Council have introduced to replace CVs for young people.
That sounded interesting when you said about it. So
Really interesting. So Kent County Council will be at the event to announce that as well. And following the presentation, businesses and students will then speed network. And then the students will provide lunch, which is free to the business attendees. So what we're looking for is up to 25 business people to come along and attend that, and to network and talk with the students and to hear from Kent County Council. It's taking place on the 21st of September, 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 at the Longfield Academy, Main Road, Longfield. If you want to book your free ticket, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/student-skills, or look at the FSB tab on the Kent Business Radio website, you can book your free ticket there.
Lovely. Banking market shake-up. FSB was quick to respond to the Competition and Markets Authority's long-awaited announcement on changes to the retail banking sector. From the outset of the 21-month investigation, we called for a set of remedies that would empower small firms and lead to increased switching and greater competition across the market. The CMA agreed with a number of FSB recommendations, including further support for small businesses affected by bank branch closures and standardising information and evidence needed to open a business current account. We called for the changes to be swiftly put into action, and we now want ministers to look at further options to protect small businesses' access to their local bank.
Cool. There's funding available for low-carbon vehicle technology. There's around £25 million of competitive funding in innovative low-carbon automotive projects has been announced by Innovate UK and the Department for Business. The funding will be delivered through the Advanced Propulsion Centre, which was set up in 2013 to facilitate access to funding for producers of low-carbon propulsion systems and help them to bring their ideas to market. The competition is open to collaborative development projects which have at least one smaller firm as a partner, and the project must last from 18 to 42 months and have total eligible costs ranging from 5 million to 40 million quid. The deadline for registration is 14th of September, and the deadline for applications is the 21st of September, and you can get there by going to www.apcuk.co.uk/APC6. That's apcuk.co.uk/APC6. So do check that out.
Do you own a rural tourism business?
Nope.
No, me neither.
but lots of people do.
So listen up, Sarah. Yeah. The environment,
we're talking to you.
The Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, EFRA, Select Committee is holding an inquiry into issues affecting rural tourism businesses. This could include difficulties with planning and regulation, infrastructure, funding, skills and access. Please contact Will Black if you'd like to discuss issues affecting your rural tourism business. And that's will.black@fsb.org.uk.
Looking to hire? The Department for Work and Pensions has published a new employer information pack as part of its See Potential campaign. It's designed to signpost employers towards organisations that can help them hire more people from disadvantaged backgrounds. The FSB supports the campaign as an important way of breaking down any and all barriers, preventing employers finding the right people for their business. You can find out more by going to www.gov.uk/government/uploads. And as I mentioned earlier, the FSB and myself, in conjunction with Kent County Council, will be staging an event on the 2nd of November at County Hall, in which we will be discussing the whole supported needs work environment. And as that becomes solidified, I will tweet out, like mad, all the links to that as we kind of put it together.
It's a posh word, solidified. Review of business red tape published. A review of the steps taken by government during the past year to reduce the regulatory burden on business by a total of £10 million over the course of this parliament has been published by the Independent Regulatory Policy Committee. The review covered actions taken by more than 80 independent regulators in the UK and found that the system of measurement of the cost of regulation does not reflect the true effect on business and society. The introduction of the National Living Wage and the increase in national minimum wage rates, which were two of the largest regulatory costs to business that together cost around £1.5 billion over the past year, were not included in the government's business impact target. Read more about the report at gov.uk/government/news/ RPC, publication of regulatory overview.
Cool. I think that, Joe, just about brings us to the end of our FSB news update for this week.
Channel Radio News Update.
We've still got tweets coming in. We've even had a tweet of Martin White's feet.
I know. And Sarah took a picture of her feet. So is she replying? I just noticed in the middle
of that. Do you remember last month when I was on, he sent a picture of his feet. And we sent a picture back of my feet and Amanda's feet. Because we actually had shoes on and manicured feet. So this week, we don't even get shoes this time. So at least Sarah's sent back a decent picture. I mean...
So we're part of some foot fetish club now, are we? Is that what's working? Yes. Cool. Okay.
Every business is different.
Can I say, when I said that Ben mentioned automation earlier, he didn't at all. He mentioned outsourcing, which was one of the other points.
I thought he was looking somewhat confused and thinking, you've made that up.
I thought to myself, I'm sure I clocked it when he was speaking. I thought, well, that's handy for later. And then obviously I completely got the wrong word. So I'm sorry, outsourcing, very important.
Cool.
We've had a tweet from UK Web Services that you mentioned earlier, who are doing the app for the show, saying thanks for the mention. Entertaining show as ever. You ought to mention Cars from Kent.
Really? Cars from who?
No idea.
One last email that I want to read out is Construction Expo. Construction Expo Southeast, which is taking place on Thursday the 6th of October at a Kent Event Centre in Maidstone from 8:30 to 4:30. If you go to kentconstructionexpo.co.uk, you can book your tickets to go to that event. On the 13th of September, we will have a construction show special on the Business Bunker Show, where we have a number of people from the construction industry who will be joining us to talk about the growth of construction in the local area. So we're really looking forward to that. But we're fast approaching the end of the show, so I need to tell you what's coming up later on channelradio.co.uk. Don't I? Yes. Coming up.
Sorry, was I supposed to respond?
No, it's all right. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we have the latest favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, in his stripy socks, who has a number of celebrities that he's going to be interviewing on his show. So do listen out for that, Craig Avery, the Craig Avery Show. That is followed at 7 o'clock by... Potato Show. 18 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming new music on the New Potato Show, presented, hand-picked and presented by Mr. Jamie Andrews, with some very silly factoids read by the producer on that show, who's an idiot.
Isn't he your son?
Yeah, he's not
You're
an
the
idiot.
Producer, though, aren't you?
No, I'm the producer.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm the idiot.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I like his jingle.
Yeah.
It reminded me a bit of Vision On at the beginning, but then after that it changed.
Yeah, so that's a new potato show from 7 till 9. That's followed by Joe's favourite show, I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet.
1967, apparently the funniest year ever.
The funniest year ever, 1967.
I don't know what they're going on about, aren't
they? Yeah. And of course, as always, we round off the evening at 10 o'clock with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three, get down!
Full drumbeat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So, as always on Channel Radio on a Tuesday, we finish off the evening with Boy George with the Club Culture Show from 10 to 11. So do stay tuned for that and for all the shows on Channel Radio. Coming very soon, we have a new show presented by the gorgeous bird, Sarah Lucas, called The Conversation. And Sarah, when are you starting it?
Okay, so we're starting it on the 7th of September. It's from 12 till 1. And we're going to have loads of different guests and literally just like a fly on the wall experience of people coming in and just hearing us talk. And you'll be able to take away from it what you actually need, which is super exciting.
Fantastic. We're really looking forward to that. That's 12 to 1 on a Wednesday, starting on the 7th of September, The Conversation with Sarah Lucas, Bird on a Bike. Fabulous. Looking forward to it. And then Party Anthems is starting on Saturday again. So loads and loads of stuff happening, and we're going to be launching very soon, but we're not going to tell you about it just yet, a tech show as well, Tech Talk, which is coming soon. Cool. So loads of things happening on Channel Radio, but for the moment I think we've fairly much reached the end of the show, so it's just incumbent on me to say a huge thank you to our guests today, the lovely Ben and Emma from Highworth Grammar School, Green Shoots Limited, winners of everything going in the young enterprise world. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure to have you on with their mentor, Mr. Paul Johnson.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Absolute pleasure. Paul has two companies, Vistage and Vistage Limited. a pleasure, as always, to see Sarah Paul, the fabulous owner of the absolutely drop-dead gorgeous Western Hanger Castle, that place of...
I love the look on her face. What? She's like, yeah,
Just shut up. Smooching me.
She's not going to work on her, Paul.
Yeah, she said, you can come that as often as you like, but you're still not having free key cup of sandwiches.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've known him for so long. Yeah. It's like,
Now you're making it sound like Paul Daniels.
Yeah. And as always, it's an absolute pleasure to share the afternoon with Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
My pleasure, Paul. Every month, you, me, random guests.
Absolutely.
Oh, Sarah, don't listen to her, okay?
Yeah.
You're not random.
Yeah, that's
she
not
knows
fair.
I only bring my
You're carefully
favourites.
Chosen. Carefully. No.